Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I actually don't think, like, because I think you're having a big picture conversation. I think I'm more in the weeds. I didn't see, because I've heard other people ascribe the term game manager. I get that for some of the throws with Deshaun. I actually saw playmaking on Sunday. And I think the reasons they didn't put up more points, I don't think those are excuses. I think they're valid reasons. I think it starts with drops. Drops turned Patrick Mahomes to ineffective at a point halfway through last year where their games lost because the man threw touchdown passes that were dropped. And you know, I think the other big thing is, because you've talked about the, you know, rolling the offense back this last week, I think you saw more jumbo sets and more traditional Stefanski.
Yes.
That I think is a lot more about the absence of David Njoku, who's a elite blocker, and what I can only say is a pathetic performance by the offensive line again.
You don't think it was because he was throwing the ball 7 yards out of bounds?
No, I mean, I think that's a part of it, but I think the lack of coverage is probably underreported at this point.
I'm not following. What do you mean?
Meaning that we have not talked. We've put everything on Deshaun in that Dallas game, as it should be. He was clearly the worst part of the game in the Dallas game.
Yes.
Whereas, like, I think it. So I think that's a part of it? Yes. But I think once you see a quarterback has better command of where the ball is going, that's something that you can change up very, very quickly once you get outside of the scripted plays. I think the jumbo set, the extra offensive lineman, I think that was an acknowledgement. You're just trying to survive and give this guy a chance to get some protection.
So you think the protection was the problem in week one?
No. Okay. I think it was the problem this week.
Okay.
And I think it's more likely to be the problem week in and week out until they get some continuity there.
I mean, obviously the holds were terrible. You can't have... I mean, you got guys committing holding penalties in week two that don't normally... How often do you hear Joel Bitonio... Yeah. Flagged. How often do you hear Wyatt Teller flagged for a hold?
I didn't like the Wyatt
Ethan Posick. Like, these guys don't normally get flagged for holds, so I have to believe that's an anomaly and that's not going to happen again. The Hudson thing, yeah, he's probably going to get called for more holds.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. But the other guys, that's not going to. But also, if you're going to kill them, you also have to credit them for averaging, 4.3 yards a carry in the run game with Jerome Ford and Deontay Foreman back there? That's a credit to the offensive line. And I think the protection could have been better in week two. Yes. I don't think it was abysmal. I don't think it was abysmal.
Well, I think it's because they threw more jumbo sets out there. I think because they added more protection in front of Deshaun. And here's the other thing. I think this is like the number one thing that I took away from week two. He actually made plays. There were times where James Hudson, like that's why when I hear game manager, it has become this panacea, this catch-all of, well, you're just not just a top five quarterback. Yeah, but that's not what I saw on Sunday. Like the Browns did win in part. Like the defense takes the bulk of the credit. No doubts there.
Yeah.
But second up, I do think is Deshaun. Okay, defense and special teams.
Really?
And then I think, yeah. I think Deshaun succeeded in spite of the situation around him, and that's new. Like I think he made enough plays to say that wasn't something you should expect out of Brock Purdy.
You don't think Brock Purdy can make the plays that Deshaun? Now the scramble play again, that was a great play. Like I'll give him full credit for that. When he kind of walked into trouble and got himself out and chased out of the pocket and threw the sideline ball, that was a great throw. And if we could get three or four of those a game from him, okay. I don't know that that's possible.
But again, that's fair. I think saying I don't know it's possible is totally fair. But I think you mentioned the Deshaun apologist, which it is fair to say that the goalposts have been moved 17 times over.
They're at midfield.
I also think that, you know, unless we're having the has he lived up to the potential of the the trade conversation, I think the week to week conversation, did you see more good than bad on Sunday? Was this a step in the right direction?
It was certainly a step in the right direction because the bar was under the floor.
Mm-hmm. So then that's also fair.
But like, so when you watch the Bengals Chiefs game, when you watch the Ravens Chiefs game, they are playing a different game than this Browns offense. They are not playing the same game. And those are the teams you have to compete against.
Yes.
Eventually.
But that's the rub. It is the eventually. Like, I don't know that you need Deshaun to turn the lights on. If your quarterback's playing his best football in September, you're probably screwed. So I always, some of this is informed by, I always thought there were going to be work in progress. And I always thought it was going to take a minute. Some of that is to do with Deshaun coming off an injury. Some of that's to do with the circumstances around him.
Great quarterbacks are great in September, October, November, and December.
How many great quarterbacks have had to go through the circumstances, whether it's self-applied or not, that Deshaun's had to go through? Like it's so hard to talk about this thing without treating it like its own thing because, yes, I want him to be Mahomes. Well, he hasn't been on the field for 17 games a season like Mahomes has been since 2020. So, like, at some point, like, you need to get good before you can get great.
And that is stunning that you had to say that after the trade and that is the whole point of the tweet. Like, they thought they were getting a completely different guy than what they've seen. And we are now into year three of this. It's a disaster. It is a disaster.
So, but this is the NFL where things change quickly. Like, you can look back at the first 2 years. Deshaun not playing well in the Kubiak offense, that was a disaster in 2020 because you couldn't glean anything positive from that. Deshaun getting injured last year, like, it's a disaster because you would hope he doesn't get hurt. You can't plan for that.
But
he
wasn't Deshaun of 2020 last year. He had a couple decent games, but at no point last year. I know everyone wants
games.
Everyone wants to, okay. It's five games. Everyone wants to hold on to like the second half against Baltimore. I've said this 100 times. Like the air in their lungs. That's all you heard all offseason was, all right, remember the second half you had against Baltimore. Remember the second half you had against Baltimore. At no point has he for an entire game resembled what you thought you were getting.
Arizona.
At no point.
Arizona. I don't know if you remember that game. That was pretty darn good.
I will stand by, at no point since he came to Cleveland has he played a full game where you thought that's what we signed up for, that's what we thought we were getting.
But so what is the gain to hardline at this point? Like what is the advantage? What
all
gain do
I'm
you
doing,
get?
All I'm doing is keeping the goalposts exactly where they were when the trade was made and saying he hasn't lived up to it. And I wrote last week I would use this lawsuit as an opportunity to get out of this contract in a second.
So do we do this with, and by the way, that's a separate conversation that I think if you think you can, I'm sure to right now the Browns probably think that's a good avenue to go if they feel like that's a possibility. So they're not going to do it in the middle of the season.
So then if you agree with that, I don't understand what we're arguing about.
No, I don't think it's because that's not a conversation. You're not going to do that on October 15th. If that opportunity presents itself.
If the opportunity presents itself on October 15th, you're 100% going to do it.
You still got four games till then, but I understand what you're saying.
Whenever the opportunity, whenever that window opens, you take it.
But I think the big picture.
I think you're probably right. It will probably be later, but that's because of.
You're in the middle of the season.
I think attorneys are going to get involved in this. Like, lawyers are going to settle this.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Browns aren't. Deshaun's not. There's going to be grievances and hearings and everything. And this whole thing is probably going to be stretched out to beyond the end of the season. But the moment you have the opportunity that window opens to get out of this, you get out of this.
Yeah, but I think the point is, like, this is where you and I differ. We don't hardline anybody in football the way we're hardlining Deshaun with, well, he's just not what you were traded for, so this is a disaster, so you should get out of it and get the hell out of it as soon as you can.
Because this is an unbelievably unique set of circumstances, one that brought him here, and two, that would allow you even a little bit of an escape clause. This is not, normal.
What's behind, right now, today, what's behind door B?
Jameis Winston.
Okay. The 30 for 30 king?
I'm with you.
The guy who his own teammates from Tampa, when he did the Eat the W thing, came out and were making fun of him and said that killed their chances to win?
I'm with you. But if Kevin can figure out how to win with PJ Walker, I think he's pretty good at this.
See, I think we keep circling back to it's all on Deshaun and none of it's on the Browns. The Browns made their bed, and so I don't care if Kevin has to dial back the offense to make this work. You set the table, eat the food. And so to come off this game, like a week ago, man, I could have no defense of you. But you are looking at, with every team in the NFL, not just Deshaun, not just Danny Dimes and the New York slap-ass Giants are looking for glimmers of hope. So the idea that it's somehow homeristic or, well, it's just not working out, so screw this whole thing, that's not a week two conversation. That's a week 10 conversation. That's a week 15 conversation. And I do think within the idea of reacting to what Amanda Guerra said on the broadcast, there's a little bit of, it's a little early to weaponize something that Deshaun probably said offhandedly?
Well, no, she made the point of saying he wants people to know. And you're inferring, well, that's just what Kevin told him. You don't know that.
What Kevin said.
This is what Deshaun wants people to know. Those were her words. He wants people to know. I am a facilitator now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.